Editor. The following is an edited letter versions of which have been sent to Capilano Highways, the SCRD, Moti, and Seashelt Nation. This is a request to have the crosswalk and intersection at the entrance of Seashelt Hospital on Tita Way assessed for pedestrian-triggered flashing lights similar to those installed on Norwest Bay Road recently. This crosswalk is our only accessible crosswalk to and from the hospital, and is extremely dangerous for disabled and unwell people, as well as children and others that are unable to move quickly. This is a high traffic area that is already complicated by the intersection leading into Sanco Center, which also needs to be addressed. Please assess the crossing for improved lighting, pedestrian visibility and potential increase in safety measures such as signage, a more visible crosswalk, and overhead or pedestrian-initiated lights. Currently, folks who require walking aids and wheelchairs are having to maneuver around a silty slippery puddle by going off the side of the curb. For many, this puts them at increased risk of falling. Road base is washing down from the unpaved section of road and pooling at the foot of the crosswalk, creating a slipping hazard. This slippery puddle is about 3-4 inches deep. Often there are cars parked directly in front of it because of inadequate parking at the hospital. I put in maintenance requests with Capilano Highways and the SCRD back in December and nothing has changed as far as maintenance goes. When I reached out to Moti, it was suggested I get in touch with Seashelt Nation. We need to consider these issues. Accessibility on the coast has a long way to go. This is an opportunity to make a necessary change that affects many residents every day. Our aging and disabled populations deserve better. Aaron Clark, Seclet.